Hey, what is going on, everyone? This is Greg, your co-host to the Grilling to Get Away podcast. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. If this is your first time listening, thanks. I appreciate you taking the time to check us out. I started this podcast with my buddy Ben back in January of 2022. Yeah, so this year. And halfway through in September, Ben left for the Navy, and he's just finishing up his time at basic training. So I've been going solo for the past few months. I've had some guests on here in the past, so you can go back and check those out too. Some awesome people that are doing this barbecue and grilling thing. And I've had some awesome conversations with them. But this time I'm going solo on it, and I'm just sharing some tips and ideas for those that might be looking for holiday gift ideas for the barbecue or griller in their life. And also, if you are new to barbecuing and grilling, these might be some items that, you know, if somebody's asking you for, hey, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for the holidays? These might be some items that would be good to have if you don't have them already. Or if you're just looking to buy something for yourself and add to the equipment to your grilling or barbecuing game. These are just some ideas for you based off of, you know, a couple years worth of me and Ben going out and chatting with people and talking with people on the podcast too about what equipment that they recommend and that they can't live without. So I hope you find some value in this one, especially if you're thinking about buying gifts for somebody that's, you know, that barbecues or grills, or if you just need some ideas for yourself about what to add to the arsenal. Here you go. I list off, you know, 5, 6, 7. I don't know how many. I did my top 5, but then I added to it. So here you go. I hope you find some value in it. And if you do, please, you know, like, subscribe, share, give us a rating review, so other people can continue to find us. Hopefully we'll get Ben back here within the next week or so we can start doing some podcasts together again. I'm really looking forward to that. But in the meantime, you just got me today. And here you go. We're talking gift ideas for barbecuing and grilling. Oftentimes, life is demanding, stressful, and just won't stop. When needing to take a break, we like to light up the charcoal and crack open a cold one. The Grilling to Get Away podcast is an ongoing conversation about all things barbecue and grilling, from our backyard to yours. So if you sometimes don't know what the heck you're doing, if you like to learn, and if you don't take yourself too seriously, you're in the right spot. Hey, what is going on, everyone? This is Greg, your co-host to the Grilling to Get Away podcast. Welcome back. You know, I'm super excited. I'm doing this one solo today. I usually have a guest, or for those of you that have been following us since we started earlier this year, my co-host and business partner, Ben, he joined the Navy back in September, and he is almost done. He's going to be graduating from basic training here this week, and then he's going to be transferring over to his schooling. But he's going to be back here soon, and I'm hoping to get him on and talking to him about his experiences. I know he's been writing me letters and sharing me his experience with the food at basic training and even some barbecue. So I'm looking forward to talking with him more once he's able. And obviously, it's important for him to connect with his family and stuff first. I'm looking forward to having him back on the podcast here real soon. But for this week, I just wanted to jump on, and this might be a short one, just to talk about, we're going into the holidays, and I get a lot of questions when I go out to events about, what are good gift ideas, or, you know, what is essential equipment that, would be recommended for somebody that might be starting barbecuing or grilling, or even just adding to the equipment that they already have. So I'll just kind of share my experience. And then also, you know, doing this podcast and going to these events, I get to talk with a lot of people that also have, you know, started their barbecue journey. So I always ask, you know, what's one piece of equipment that, you know, you wish you had when you started, or you can't live without right now. So I'll share those here shortly. And hopes that it you know, maybe sparks some ideas for you to add to your arsenal, or if you're thinking about buying gifts for somebody else, maybe it would be a good idea if they don't have one of these items to grab it for them. So first is the grill itself. For those that haven't purchased a grill or a smoker yet, I'm always a big fan of starting simple. For me, that meant like a simple Weber kettle grill. And that allowed me the opportunity to not spend a lot of money trying to figure out if I really enjoyed this barbecue and grilling thing, which, spoiler alert, I do and I did. But it was just more of a learning opportunity for me without having to spend just, loads and loads of money to figure out if I liked it. And so for me, it was a Weber kettle grill. And I got the 22 inch right away, and it was actually a gift for Father's Day from my wife and my son at the time, my first Father's Day. I was really big into Primal Grill, which was a show on PBS here locally. Steven Reichland, he's still out there. I recommend you go give him a follow and check out his books, because his books are a staple. So that would be a gift idea too, is, if you're thinking about buying somebody a grill or a smoker, my recommendation was start simple, and cheap, to figure out if it's something that's going to be something that that person or you enjoy, going forward. And then once you do, and you get a little bit better and you figure out you really like this thing, then maybe look at more expensive, grills and smokers. But that's my recommendation. I've been talking with a lot of people at events, and one just comes to mind recently, that a lot of people buying Traegers, a lot of people buying Pit Bosses, Green Mountains. So pellet grills are really popular right now. And, I can see why. Very easy to get started, and very, very easy to cook good meals on it. So if you're looking at doing more of the pellet grill, each brand has its loyal followers, but do your research. There are some good, cheaper in cost products that in quality are still very similar to the high-end products. So just do a little research there. Obviously, I think Traeger's top of the line, but I've heard a lot of great things about Yoder, a lot of great things about Green Mountain, a lot of great things about Pit Boss. So just do your due diligence and check those things out as you go into thinking about what you want to buy or what you want to buy as a gift. So that's number one. But if you already got a smoker, or, if the person you're buying for already has a smoker or a grill that they're happy with, and you're not going to be upgrading anytime soon, some additional equipment that, I personally use a lot. And then also the people that I talk with, the number one recommendation that they all have is a good meat thermometer. So there's a lot of wireless probes out there. There's a lot of instant read thermometers, even some more basic traditional ones where it's just you plug it in and or you put it in the meat and it's a manual one. So just look at those and see what your needs would be. There's ThermoPro out there, Inkbird, Meter, the wireless and the Wi-Fi probes. And then you got your regular, digital thermometers where instant read, where you plug it in to the meat or whatever you're cooking right away and you get an instant temp. So it's always good to have a real quality thermometer. If the person you're buying for, or there might be new to grilling a barbecue and you don't know what to get them, look at a meat thermometer, keep it simple. Look at the reviews, what's going to work for them. What kind of smoker do they have, or what type of grill do they have? But you can never go wrong with a good instant read. It doesn't have the Wi-Fi, it doesn't have all those thrills, but it gets the job done. So look at getting some good, getting a good digital instant read thermometer if you don't already have one. The second most popular item that when I talk to people that they highly recommend new barbecuers or grillers have is a good pair of meat gloves. So that means like they're high temp, high resistant, that you can use to move things around on the smoker, so you're not going to burn yourself.
Having something that you're able to transfer meats or transfer trays from the smoker to the kitchen and vice versa, not to get it too hot on your hands. So having high quality gloves, and there's a lot out there. You can go look for yourself. I'm not going to recommend any specific brand here because there's so many good ones out there. But what I have is I have some nice long leather ones that are kind of more welder style, and they go all the way up to my elbows. Again, when you're dealing with high heat and like for if you have an offset smoker or you have a large smoker that you're going to be adding fuel to or, you know, taking things out of, it'd probably be a good idea to have something that goes a little bit past the wrists to avoid, you know, burns and the heat and for me singeing off arm hair. So that would be what I recommend. A good set of meat gloves that can withstand high heats and that you can use in a number of different ways. And you can go out and search for those. There's a lot of great ones out there. The third thing that I usually see people recommend or buy or wish they would have had when they first started would be like a good knife, a good cutting knife. And I guess in addition to that would be a good cutting board. So cutting knife, cutting board, when you're doing big slabs of meat a lot, so you need a big quality, sturdy cutting board. There's a lot of great local wood shop makers, at least in my area, that do a lot of great cutting boards that could be customized as well. So if, the backyard barbecue or griller has their own kind of brand, or if they have like a saying or a logo or something like that, you could get those slapped on there. So I'm always recommend looking locally first to see if there's any woodworkers in your area that do high quality cutting boards. That always makes a nice gift for yourself or for somebody else. So think about that, think about shopping local, but getting yourself a nice big sturdy cutting board that you can use to transfer big cuts of meat on. And it also looks really good when you take pictures because you want to share those pictures too. So that would be another recommendation, and then cutting knives. There's a lot of them out there. I'm sure if you're part of any Facebook group, you probably get bombarded with, hit DM me if you want these Damascus knives or whatever. So you can always go out there and check that stuff out. I personally haven't ever bought anything from those, types of posts. I know people have and they like them. But for me, I always do a little bit more research. And my wife actually got me a nice knife, I think a year or two ago, and she did the research herself. But yeah, we use it all the time. It's great for cutting, real sharp. I got to be careful with it though, so that you don't cut yourself. But yeah, so number three is really kind of a high quality cutting board. And then in addition to that, like a nice knife, that's going to allow you to cut through those meats and those other things that you're cooking. So that's going to number three. And then number four, I would say a high quality spatula and a pair of tongs. When you're moving stuff, when you're cooking, you want to make sure you have some help with some tongs, some nice tongs, high quality, maybe ones that are a little bit longer too, so you can reach into the grill or the smoker, whatever you're cooking with. I know they have like short ones and then they have longer ones. I would go with high quality kind of on the longer end that are nice and sturdy. So when you are moving big chunks of meat or, big pieces of food, that they hold up. And they're going to allow you to do that without like slippage. And the same goes with like a spatula, having a nice quality spatula, maybe a wood handle, something that can withstand the weather sometimes and the heat. So yeah, look for those types of things. That always makes a nice gift. If you don't know what to get somebody, you can never have too many spatulas. You can never have too many tongs, especially nice high quality ones. So look at that. And they usually come in like nice gift sets that come with like carrying cases or other things included with it as well. So those always make like a nice one. Just try and stay away from like the cheap stuff made in China if you can. Try and find something sturdy, preferably made here in America, that you know, if something happens to it, you can go back to the manufacturer and, you know, get some of that, getting that taken care of. And then number five for me, I use it all the time, and I use it on my grill. I use it on my smoker. I use it in my oven. I use it, you know, on my stove. It's the cast iron skillet. I use it probably 3 times a day, you know, with my eggs in the morning. You know, if I'm cooking up, you know, something for dinner, like today I'm making some soup. So I'm making the soup in the slow cooker, but I use my cast iron on the stove to season it up a little bit, get a little char on it, throw it into the slow cooker. So I can't recommend getting a cast iron skillet enough. I take it camping with me. You can throw it over the fire. You can, you know, use it so many different ways, if you don't have one, if the smoker or the griller in your life doesn't have a cast iron skillet, I couldn't recommend it enough. There's just so many ways to use it, and it helps complement whatever else you have. And like I said here, you know, we grill all year long. But it's always nice that if you need a quick, you know, meal, like for me, you know, I got kids and I'm busy, with sports and all this other stuff, activities, that I can still get a nice sear and a char on something inside the house with that cast iron. And there's a lot of different types of cast irons out there. You know, look for ones that's you're going to use the most, or what, you know, has good ratings. I just have a nice, I think it's 12 or, you know, inch, you know, circle one. I also have more of a square one that has ridges on the bottom that look like, you know, grill grates. So you can still get the nice grill marks on it if you want to do it, if you're inside the house or whatever. So that's worked well for me. And then also have, I just bought one, like almost like a skillet, or a cast iron baking dish. So I can start doing more, using that more in the oven, for, you know, other types of recipes that I've been trying to do. Like I braised some short ribs the other day, and, you know, did it in the cast iron skillet, and then I transferred them over to the cast iron dish, put it in the oven, you know, for a little bit to let those kind of render down some more. Came out perfect. So, you know, if you don't have, or if the person in your life does not have a cast iron, that's one of my top recommendations. But it's very versatile. They can be on the expensive side, but I've had both of mine for years and years and years, and haven't had no issues. And then to go along with the cast iron, you know, you have to learn how to season it properly, and then also cleaning it. I just got like a nice steel, I don't know what it's called, like a steel cloth. Just to scrape it out, a little bit of water, scrape it out when I'm done using it. Simple cleaning. So yeah, highly recommend a cast iron skillet. And I'm trying to think of other ones. So those are like my top five. Again, you know, you have a good reliable thermometer, really good heat resistant gloves, a good cutting board, high quality cutting board that's large, that you can put big racks of ribs on. And take good pictures on, and then, you know, a nice knife to go with that. And then also, quality spatula and tongs. And then my personal favorite, a cast iron grill. So if you don't have a cast iron, highly recommend you get it. You know, if nobody buys it for you for Christmas, buy it for yourself. And there's a lot of good ones out there. I don't have any, you know, personal brand recommendations. You can go search for yourself what's going to work for you. And then just, you know, I posted this on the Facebook page, you know, Burn Pit BBQ. And, another suggestion from one of my buddies, Ray, down there in Texas, who I know does a lot of, barbecuing and grilling down that way, is, he recommended a good headlamp or light. So if you're doing a lot of, early morning or late night cooks, you know, for those briskets or those pork shoulders or whatever, always make sure you have good lighting going on. So think about getting, a nice headlamp, or, you know, something around your grilling and smoking station where you can, have some light when you're doing that stuff. But, those are kind of the top ones that, after talking with lots and lots of people, after thinking about what I use every single day and most when I cook, those are the types of things that, I would recommend that, you know, if you're looking for yourself to buy, or if you are looking for somebody else during the holiday season to give a gift that you don't know what to give, you know, those are some great options for you. Obviously, you gotta know what is in their arsenal first. And then if you don't know, if you don't want to go down the equipment route because you just don't want to take a chance on something expensive that they're not going to like or it's not going to work, barbecue rub sauces and seasonings are always a good option. We put together, this side, right there, three pack, boom, boom, boom. Put together a nice three pack of rubs. We got a nice three pack of sauces. Those still are really great. Like when we go to events, and usually it's like the, you know, I know ladies like the barbecue and grill too, but the people that come up to my booth, they're usually buying for their husbands or their dads or their son-in-laws. And, they just don't, you know, they don't want, they don't know what to get them. So that's where I come in. I'm like, well, we got this pack here. I think they're going to like it. You know, this is what I use. So think about going out and getting, you know, putting together a nice package for them of barbecue rub, sauces, seasonings, that kind of stuff where, you know, it's not a high spend, but it's also kind of low risk too, because a lot of the stuff that's out there on the market is really good, not just our stuff. But you know, there's a lot of great companies out there that do a lot of great stuff. I'm a fan of a lot of them too, and I buy their products too. So, you know, go out there, do some research, go out to the local, you know, barbecue supply company that you have in your town, you know, pick up, you know, a bunch of stuff, put them in the basket and give them to a coworker, give them to, you know, whoever you're buying for, that they always make, that you always or usually make a great gift and a lot of low risk because you're going to use them and that person's going to use it. And it's hard to find bad spices nowadays. There's some out there, but there's a lot of great stuff too. So that's my top 5, 6, 7, whatever I just rambled off here. Some ideas for you. I know it's holiday season. People are looking for gifts for themselves. You know, people are asking them, hey, what can I buy you? And give me your list. And, you know, here's just some ideas for you if you don't have any of these items. And then if you are listening to this podcast and watching this and you have somebody in your life that you're going to be buying for, and they don't have any of these items, maybe it'd be a good idea to go out and grab it for them because, you know, after all the research and all the time I spend talking with people, you know, these are usually the items that they can't live without. So if your griller or barbecuer doesn't have it, it'd be an awesome gift for them from you. And I think they would appreciate it. Like I know I would appreciate it if somebody bought me these things. I have them though, so I don't need them. I guess, like I said, I'll always take a new thermometer and, a nice big cutting board. So, there's a plug-in if anybody I know is listening here. But no, that's not the reason I did this podcast. But like I said, I'm really excited that my buddy Ben, who, we started this podcast together back in January, he's been away at Navy basic training. He's going to be coming home this weekend. I'm looking forward to get it to talk to him. Maybe we'll do a podcast, but you know, that's not the top priority, but, he's going to be in here soon and we're going to be back together talking barbecue and grilling with you all. We'll still continue to bring on guests because I think that offers a nice perspective. And I love hearing from people that are doing barbecuing and grilling and big things, you know, starting businesses. So we'll continue to do that. But this is one for you that I just wanted to hop on here real quick and talk to you one-on-one. So I appreciate you listening. Again, if you are finding value in what we're talking about or just enjoy the conversations, you know, please, you know, share with your friends, like, subscribe, all that stuff with the podcast, with the YouTube page. Now you can find us on Facebook at Burn Pit BBQ. You can find us on Instagram, Burn Pit BBQ Guys, and then, you know, YouTube, Burn Pit BBQ. But yeah, I appreciate you all watching, listening, and we hope you have a great holidays and we're looking forward to seeing what you're cooking. So everybody take care and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.